Második. Origó típusú beszédértéstmérő vizsga. A következőkben két idegen nyelvű szöveget fog hallani. Mindkét szöveget háromszor hallgathatja meg. Minden meghallgatás szünet követ. Kérjük, hogy kövesse a feladatlap utasításait. Most olvassa el a feladatlapon az első szöveghez tartozó kérdéseket. Az első szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Set 2. Task 1. From A to B.
So, as we were talking about holidays, where is the most unusual sounding town or village you've been to?
Well, 2 years ago we went to the Norwegian town of Åre. It's spelt A, but pronounced Åre.
Åre? Just the vowel sound Åre?
Yes, you can't get a shorter name than that now, can you?
No, I suppose not. So, why did you go?
Well, we were visiting friends of ours who had emigrated there.
Why did they emigrate?
You know, the Norwegian wage is about 3 times the Hungarian wage, so they can do a fairly basic minimum wage job, and after a few years, they're able to buy a house.
Yes, I heard that was because of the oil industry they have there. More wealth per capita spread through a relatively limited population. That sounds brilliant for them, but are there any drawbacks?
Well, the one drawback is the 6 months of night they have to endure over the winter.
Yes, that would be a challenge, and it must get depressing after a while.
In some Scandinavian regions, the inclination toward alcoholism is attributed to the long months of darkness. But on the plus side, in the summer, they have 24 hours of sunshine. And that's the time we visited.
Well, you must have really enjoyed yourselves. I bet it was beautiful.
It was stunning. We drove from where they lived more inland and drove through the mountains. The town of Åre is situated at the end of an archipelago of little islands called the Lofoten Islands. The scenery is breathtaking.
And what's the weather like there? I imagine it was freezing being so far north.
No, actually it's surprisingly mild. But it remains between 5 and 15 degrees centigrade because of the Gulf Stream. So you can basically go anywhere on the coast and be able to swim and enjoy the water.
And did you climb the mountains?
Well, we explored a bit, yes, but mostly by car. You could walk if you wanted to.
And how did you get there?
Well, we took an international flight to Oslo and then a domestic flight to the smaller airport in the north. There's actually something quite interesting about the name, which made me look it up. It means small river in Old Norse, and quite interestingly, Norway has 7 other villages named the same.
That is interesting. Now you remind me, I've heard of a comedian named Parry who tried to cycle from A to B. B is a town in Nebraska.
That's funny. Did he make it?
Yes, but he had to take the Queen Mary cruise liner. And instead of cycling, he ran marathons on the deck. When he arrived in B, the mayor named the day A to B Day.
Most 1 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre a válaszadást megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után 3-3 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre válaszoljon. A második meghallgatás következik.
Set 2. Task 1. From A to B.
So, as we were talking about holidays, where is the most unusual sounding town or village you've been to?
Well, 2 years ago we went to the Norwegian town of Or. It's spelt A, but pronounced Or.
Or? Just the vowel sound Or?
Yes, you can't get a shorter name than that now, can you?
No, I suppose not. So why did you go?
Well, we were visiting friends of ours who had emigrated there.
Why did they emigrate?
You know the Norwegian wage is about 3 times the Hungarian wage, so they can do a fairly basic minimum wage job, and after a few years they're able to buy a house.
Yes, I heard that was because of the oil industry they have there. More wealth per capita spread through a relatively limited population. That sounds brilliant for them, but are there any drawbacks?
Well, the one drawback is the 6 months of night they have to endure over the winter.
Yes, that would be a challenge, and it must get depressing after a while.
In some Scandinavian regions, the inclination toward alcoholism is attributed to the long months of darkness. But on the plus side, in the summer, they have 24 hours of sunshine. And that's the time we visited.
Well, you must have really enjoyed yourselves. I bet it was beautiful.
It was stunning. We drove from where they lived more inland and drove through the mountains. The town of Or is situated at the end of an archipelago of little islands called the Lofoten Islands. The scenery is breathtaking.
And what's the weather like there? I imagine it was freezing being so far north.
No, actually it's surprisingly mild. But it remains between 5 and 15 degrees centigrade because of the Gulf Stream. So you can basically go anywhere on the coast and be able to swim and enjoy the water.
And did you climb the mountains?
Well, we explored a bit, yes, but mostly by car. You could walk if you wanted to.
And how did you get there?
Well, we took an international flight to Oslo and then a domestic flight to the smaller airport in the north. There's actually something quite interesting about the name, which made me look it up. It means small river in Old Norse. And quite interestingly, Norway has 7 other villages named the same.
That is interesting. Now, you remind me, I've heard of a comedian named Parry who tried to cycle from Or to B. B is a town in Nebraska.
That's funny. Did he make it?
Yes, but he had to take the Queen Mary cruise liner. And instead of cycling, he ran marathons on the deck. When he arrived in B, the mayor named the day A to B Day.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Set 2. Task 1. From A to B.
So, as we were talking about holidays, where is the most unusual sounding town or village you've been to?
Well, 2 years ago we went to the Norwegian town of Or. It's spelt A, but pronounced Or.
Or? Just the vowel sound Or?
Yes, you can't get a shorter name than that now, can you?
No, I suppose not. So why did you go?
Well, we were visiting friends of ours who had emigrated there.
Why did they emigrate?
You know, the Norwegian wage is about 3 times the Hungarian wage, so they can do a fairly basic minimum wage job, and after a few years, they're able to buy a house.
Yes, I heard that was because of the oil industry they have there. More wealth per capita spread through a relatively limited population. That sounds brilliant for them, but are there any drawbacks?
Well, the one drawback is the 6 months of night they have to endure over the winter.
Yes, that would be a challenge, and it must get depressing after a while.
In some Scandinavian regions, the inclination toward alcoholism is attributed to the long months of darkness. But on the plus side, in the summer, they have 24 hours of sunshine. And that's the time we visited.
Well, you must have really enjoyed yourselves. I bet it was beautiful.
It was stunning. We drove from where they lived more inland and drove through the mountains. The town of Or is situated at the end of an archipelago of little islands called the Lofoten Islands. The scenery is breathtaking.
And what's the weather like there? I imagine it was freezing being so far north.
No, actually it's surprisingly mild, but it remains between 5 and 15 degrees centigrade because of the Gulf Stream, so you can basically go anywhere on the coast and be able to swim and enjoy the water.
And did you climb the mountains?
Well, we explored a bit, yes, but mostly by car. You could walk if you wanted to.
And how did you get there?
Well, we took an international flight to Oslo and then a domestic flight to the smaller airport in the north. There's actually something quite interesting about the name, which made me look it up. It means small river in Old Norse. And quite interestingly, Norway has 7 other villages named the same.
That is interesting. Now, you remind me, I've heard of a comedian named Parry who tried to cycle from Or to B. B is a town in Nebraska.
That's funny. Did he make it?
Yes, but he had to take the Queen Mary cruise liner, and instead of cycling, he ran marathons on the deck. When he arrived in B, the mayor named the day A to B Day.
Kérjük, hogy olvassa el a második szöveghez tartozó feladatot. A második szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Task 2. British quirks. There are several habits that set British people apart from others. The well-known fact we love to drink tea, our famous reserve, and our love of queuing. I'm going to reflect on some of the others, which research has compiled in a list after surveying the nation. According to research, dipping biscuits in tea is the most British thing you can do. Dunking biscuits is frowned upon in polite company. However, with grandmothers and close friends who know you, it is where you learn the biscuit dunking craft. Rich tea biscuits are too flimsy, and Garibaldi biscuits are the strongest. Another quirk is to avoid sitting next to someone on the bus. Having lived in Hungary, I see this as also a habit common to Hungarians. It is, in fact, more likely nobody sits next to me if I remove my bag from the seat next to me because I believe they are suspicious of such considerate behaviour towards one another. We have a self-confessed love of queuing. There is not a shop, no matter how small, that doesn't follow this system. However, if you jump a queue, our heightened sense of injustice will make us feel an inner rage, which we politely repress until we can complain to our neighbour or moan to our spouse later on. Being polite comes onto the list, and this is both a saving grace, as we are considered a nice nation, I believe, by foreigners, but also a downfall. We sometimes feel we have to be so polite we can't deal well with blunt honesty, often towards others. We would rather pretend that we like someone who we do not than tell them the truth bluntly to their faces. We also apologise for things that are not our fault. It begins on small points, like missing an item of shopping, but soon you're apologising for your part in the breakdown of the Middle East peace talks. We eat our chips with weird toppings. This doesn't seem like an important quirk, but it is true. In any fish and chip shop, you can buy such bizarre toppings as curry sauce, mayonnaise, or mushy peas. I prefer tomato ketchup any day of the week. Of the other top quirks, awkwardly sidestepping another person on the pavement is certainly common, and quite hilarious at times, as you try to avoid colliding while at the same time politely giving the other person the road.
Most fél perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladat megoldását megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után egy-egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatot megoldja. A második meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. British quirks. There are several habits that set British people apart from others. The well-known fact we love to drink tea, our famous reserve, and our love of queuing. I'm going to reflect on some of the others, which research has compiled in a list after surveying the nation. According to research, dipping biscuits in tea is the most British thing you can do. Dunking biscuits is frowned upon in polite company. However, with grandmothers and close friends who know you, it is where you learn the biscuit dunking craft. Rich tea biscuits are too flimsy, and Garibaldi biscuits are the strongest. Another quirk is to avoid sitting next to someone on the bus. Having lived in Hungary, I see this as also a habit common to Hungarians. It is, in fact, more likely nobody sits next to me if I remove my bag from the seat next to me because I believe they are suspicious of such considerate behaviour towards one another. We have a self-confessed love of queuing. There is not a shop, no matter how small, that doesn't follow this system. However, if you jump a queue, our heightened sense of injustice will make us feel an inner rage, which we politely repress until we can complain to our neighbour or moan to our spouse later on. Being polite comes onto the list, and this is both a saving grace, as we are considered a nice nation, I believe, by foreigners, but also a downfall. We sometimes feel we have to be so polite we can't deal well with blunt honesty, often towards others. We would rather pretend that we like someone who we do not than tell them the truth bluntly to their faces. We also apologise for things that are not our fault. It begins on small points, like missing an item of shopping, but soon you're apologising for your part in the breakdown of the Middle East peace talks. We eat our chips with weird toppings. This doesn't seem like an important quirk, but it is true. In any fish and chip shop, you can buy such bizarre toppings as curry sauce, mayonnaise, or mushy peas. I prefer tomato ketchup any day of the week. Of the other top quirks, awkwardly sidestepping another person on the pavement is certainly common, and quite hilarious at times, as you try to avoid colliding while at the same time politely giving the other person the road.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. British quirks. There are several habits that set British people apart from others. The well-known fact we love to drink tea, our famous reserve, and our love of queuing. I'm going to reflect on some of the others, which research has compiled in a list after surveying the nation. According to research, dipping biscuits in tea is the most British thing you can do. Dunking biscuits is frowned upon in polite company. However, with grandmothers and close friends who know you, it is where you learn the biscuit dunking craft. Rich tea biscuits are too flimsy, and Garibaldi biscuits are the strongest. Another quirk is to avoid sitting next to someone on the bus. Having lived in Hungary, I see this as also a habit common to Hungarians. It is, in fact, more likely nobody sits next to me if I remove my bag from the seat next to me because I believe they are suspicious of such considerate behaviour towards one another. We have a self-confessed love of queuing. There is not a shop, no matter how small, that doesn't follow this system. However, if you jump a queue, our heightened sense of injustice will make us feel an inner rage, which we politely repress until we can complain to our neighbour or moan to our spouse later on. Being polite comes onto the list, and this is both a saving grace, as we are considered a nice nation, I believe, by foreigners, but also a downfall. We sometimes feel we have to be so polite we can't deal well with blunt honesty, often towards others. We would rather pretend that we like someone who we do not than tell them the truth bluntly to their faces. We also apologise for things that are not our fault. It begins on small points, like missing an item of shopping, but soon you're apologising for your part in the breakdown of the Middle East peace talks. We eat our chips with weird toppings. This doesn't seem like an important quirk, but it is true. In any fish and chip shop, you can buy such bizarre toppings as curry sauce, mayonnaise, or mushy peas. I prefer tomato ketchup any day of the week. Of the other top quirks, awkwardly sidestepping another person on the pavement is certainly common, and quite hilarious at times, as you try to avoid colliding while at the same time politely giving the other person the road.
Munkáját köszönjük, és kérjük, tegye le a tollat.